Well, every day we have a slew of updates to share about COVID-19, the latest case numbers, new variants, testing, and the latest on vaccine distribution. But our next guest says one thing we're not getting right is our ability to see the forest for the trees and to understand truly what's working and what's not. Zeynep Tufekci is a contributing writer at The Atlantic, and she's written a piece that lays out what she calls the five pandemic mistakes we keep repeating and what we can learn from our failures. Zeynep, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So vaccinations have been happening in this country since December 14th. Millions of Americans have received it, but we still don't have updated guidelines on how to behave once we've been vaccinated. What's wrong with that picture?
I think what we need is guidelines that are tiered and targeted rather than one size fits all, because these vaccines are amazing. And the evidence is that it justifies especially private behavior guidelines, like what can two vaccinated people do together? Can they play a board game indoors if everybody's vaccinated in 2 weeks post their, you know, last booster shot? Also benchmarks for at what point will we also be able to have relaxed rules for public behavior, which is, you know, how what we do at the grocery store and elsewhere. Instead, what we have right now, if you go get vaccinated, you get a card that says keep masking, keep social distancing. And I don't think that's precise enough given what we already do know. I'm not saying we just throw all caution to the wind, because we still face a tough March. We face variants. There's a lot of things we need to be careful about, but we should adjust as we go along.
You know, one thing I was thinking about in regards to all of this is that is what you're saying also because the virus has shown the light of so many of our societal problems like racial and economic inequality. And that has led to a lot of finger pointing by politicians, which muddies up the messages that we receive and how it filters down to our everyday lives. You know, the response to the virus has been so politicized.
Absolutely. Politicization has made our response less effective and hampered what we could do. For example, we keep being told stay home, stay home, stay home. But that's not exactly an accurate message for two reasons. One is that outdoors is great. There is not, as far as I can tell, after a year of tracking and studying, a single super spreader event that was solely outdoors. And the cases of transmission outdoors that we can trace are fairly few and involve, you know, talking at close range for a long amount of time. So instead of saying stay home, we should, on the one hand, say, please go out. And if you're going to socialize with your neighbors, because socialization is a deep human need, please do it outdoors. And on the other hand, there's a large number of people, millions of people, the most important, in some ways, victims of the pandemic, who cannot stay home because they're those frontline essential workers who are allowing us to stay home. So we might tell people avoid indoor dining, but that hides this fact that a study in California showed, for example, that line cooks are at the highest risk of death. So we're kind of blaming the victims almost as if the pandemic, right, if you get hit with COVID, it's your fault, when really it's much bigger things that not all of us have a say in.
Yeah. What you're talking about as well is about the dissemination of information. I'm just thinking about here in the state of California where I live, you know, we did not know until a media organization contacted the state to say, hey, are playgrounds for children at public parks open now? They've been closed since the beginning of the pandemic. No one had actually told the public that the parks had been opened up again. So you argue it's not just politicians and health officials who need to do some thinking. It's also the media as well.
Absolutely.
Can you explain more about that?
I think in the media, there has been a tendency to highlight terrible small things. You know, somebody throwing a tantrum in a grocery store because they refuse to wear a mask. I mean, it's terrible, but it's really rare. And also a lot of scolding of people for being parks and beaches. I've been tracking this for a year and it's constant. There was a vaccine adverse event, a single one. I believe it was a woman in Alaska. She had an allergy. She had it before. She had a reaction. It was treated immediately. And there was a notification sent by the New York Times to millions of people alerting them to the single incident, which didn't even have a terrible outcome.
Well, Zeynep, I use the phrase when I introduce you that our ability to see the forest for the trees is kind of compromised because everything feels so chaotic. We're in the thick of it. Isn't that what happens during crises? I mean, in your article, you touch on what happened during the polio vaccine distribution. We can reflect and look back and see that clearly, but oftentimes when you're in the midst of a crisis, it's hard to see everything. What are some of your suggestions that, we should do to take a step back and actually kind of see what's laid out before us, the positives that have happened and what we need to work on?
So that's a great question. I think what we need right now is for the CDC and the administration to literally have daily briefings or town halls for the public saying, here's the top line. I want to know the basics. For example, you know, we're vaccinating and here's how great these vaccines are and why. Yes, there are variant threats, but here's why they're not a problem right now and here's what we're doing about it. In the meantime, you know, be especially careful in unventilated indoor spaces or poorly ventilated indoor spaces. Here's how you can upgrade your mask. And please enjoy the outdoors if the weather permits. It's the safest thing. You know, these little top level things, they're so important because these are not minor things. These are the quality of life and sort of keeping your health and well-being after a year. My world has been, like billions of people around the world, made much smaller. And it makes me more confident and strong in keeping up with what I need to do till then.
Zeynep Tufekci is a contributing writer at The Atlantic. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you again for inviting me.